You're listening to a Student Radio Conference 2018 podcast, supported by Abrupt Audio. For help with all things podcasts, go to abruptaudio.com.
I am with the Dawn of Slothland, and Slothland has been brought to SRAcon. I'm with Charlie Sloth.
Inside.
And I'm with Sideman as well.
Out here.
AKA.
Garlic bread, lettuce.
Yeah, that's it. Nice one. And we may be or may not be joined by someone else quite important.
Yeah, Dusty, he's here, but he's not allowed to talk because we've got a special agreement in place where when we're doing stuff outside of the 8th, he's not allowed to talk because he's a very, very important part of the show and we don't want to allow that anywhere else. It's like an exclusive agreement. It's like, you know what I'm saying? We understand the power of our brand and like he's not allowed to talk to any other brands.
Is he basically like the 11 secret herbs and spices of KFC?
Yeah, he's like the herbs. He's like the herbs and spices. He is our Lionel Messi.
Excellent. One thing that I really was hoping to touch upon, obviously you spoke about how on the show you've perhaps gotten in trouble or almost gotten in trouble a couple of times. And I wanted your opinion on what you think student radio should do, because student radio is quite a free format, still obviously abide by the Ofcom laws, but do you think that student radio should be taking these kind of risks, similar risks that you take
definitely,
on your show?
Definitely. Do you know, like, language forever changes, and the context in which language is used forever changes. The word fuck is used by, you know, the youth of today in pretty much every context. You know, like, whether you're pissed off, fuck. Whether you're happy, that was fucking great. It's not an offensive word. I think the way that people view modern day language is so dated, and it needs to be refreshed. Content and entertainment needs to be in line with what's happening now. Otherwise, it gets left behind. Like, if you can't hear somebody and relate to them, if you're not relatable to what their language and their form of communication, you're gonna switch off because you're like, that dude don't represent me. And that's a big problem, and that's happening across the board, not just in radio, just across the board. Like, language, the youth of today, their language is different to what it was even 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. It's forever evolving, forever changing. And unless you're willing to keep up with that, you're gonna get left behind. So I do feel that, you know, what the BBC have allowed us to do in terms of language with the 8th is groundbreaking, and I think other people will eventually fall into line with, you know, the concept of just being able to say what the fuck you want on radio. Like, I mean, especially after 9 p.m. in the States, they've done it for years. If you listen to radios in the States, they've done it for years, and obviously it's very different, and the way that people consume content in the States is very different, but they've understood that. Like, if you're speaking to a certain demographic or to a certain audience, you have to speak their language. It's as simple as that.
And similar to language as well, we spoke a lot about branding in the session. And for students that couldn't make it to conference, I think that's probably the most important lesson that we all learned in your session. So could you sum up the importance of branding if you want to be a radio presenter?
Branding is everything in all aspects of business, not just in entertainment, in all aspects of business. If you don't know your audience, you can't sell to your audience. In order for you to sell to your audience, you have to know who your audience are. Once you know who your audience are, you know what your audience want. So, for example, when you listen to my show on a Saturday night, you know you're gonna get hip-hop, rap, grime. Now, if I had done that for 2 years and then turned up one day and started playing drum and bass, what the fuck is this? Like, I didn't sign up for this. You play hip-hop, rap and grime. Like, because I've built my brand and dictated what I do to an audience that I do rap, hip-hop, grime. It's the same way if you went to a shop today and you bought a can of Coke and you opened that can of Coke and you drank it and that can of Coke was Sprite. You're like, what the fuck? I bought Coke because I wanted Coke. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, understand who your audience are and cater to your audience. Build your brand around audience expectations. And that's in all aspects of life. If you know your brand, you can sell to them. It's as simple as that.
One final question, quite an important one, and by all means, say no, but I think it would be great if the SRAcon could take up a minor position within Slothland, if possible.
I think we can make that happen.
Do you have any roles for us?
Let me just confer with Dusty. What positions have we got left?
Do you know, we don't actually have a radio producer in Slothland.
Oh, we don't? So maybe you guys could be our radio producers.
The SRA are in charge of producing all future Charlie Sloth shows.
Shake on it. Deal.
No.
Oh.
Huh? I'm out of a job now.
No, but you're the man that stands behind the man. So you're all right.
Sick. I'll be at work tonight then.
Yeah.
Great.
What time are you going to be there?
6 p.m. sharp.
We start at 9. Probably want to get there about 5:02. That's what time we get there.
The Student Radio Conference 2018 is supported by Abrupt Audio. If you're making or thinking of making a podcast, the guys at Abrupt Audio are happy to help. Check them out at abruptaudio.com and join their free podcasting community on Facebook by going to podtips.net.